Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guest to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hello and welcome back to Mission Accepted. Thank you so much. You know I appreciate you. You know why? Because I tell you that you're the best podcast audience ever. And when Trish is on our show, she agrees. But this woman has her own audience that follows her wherever she goes. And I am so excited to have Miss Trish Springsteen back. You have seen her on the stages of the 262. You have seen her in the pages of the 262. You might have seen her behind me, for those of you that are watching, on the very last day, May 11th, when we took the book to the world on the grand final finale, 22nd summit out of 15 months. And she was sitting in that back corner there because, of course, I've got this all angled and wanted her beside us, but that's just kind of how it worked because she was here traveling from Australia. And we are going to be talking about the power of coaching. I mean, Trish is a mentor, she's a speaker, she's a coach, and she's an author. But there's something really special when you get to work with people individually or when you get to work within the power of a group that, you know, we always talk about get coached, get experts, get this, but we never really do a big, deep dive. And we've been starting to do these group big, deep dives. And I think Trish is so incredible. She deserves the stage all to herself because this woman moves mountains. And so, Miss Trish Springsteen, welcome back to the Mission Accepted stage.
Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity to come back and share a little bit more about what I do and my thoughts and experiences. I'm delighted to be here.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I just love your story because, you know, you kind of have, when people say, I take people from here to here, you took yourself from here to here. So we're going to talk a little bit about coaching. Okay. People, we, me, you, stages, books, everybody's like, get an expert, get someone that's got more advice. You know, people have more advice and experience than you. And coaches have come onto the scene in a plethora of industries. And there's really interesting specific coaches, you know, and then there's more generalized life coaches. Why don't you share with us a little bit about, I know that you are a coach. Share us what it is that you coach in. That would be a great place to start.
Right. I specifically at the baseline coach in speaking. Mm-hmm. It's helping people to have that confidence and self-belief to get up and share their message. Because basically, from my perspective, I think speaking and communication underpins everything you do. You get some really good skills and techniques to enhance what you naturally have, and you are putting yourself just that much higher than others in the similar business to you. So for me, that's what I do. But then it goes from there to confidence coaching, because having the confidence to speak goes hand in hand. So when I'm helping people get up to speak, I'm also helping them to have the confidence to do whatever else they want to do in their life and outside of their business.
Well, and that was one of the things that I was going to ask and, you know, kind of take apart a little bit is like, what happens for someone when they get coached? For you specifically, we're talking confidence, but in general, what do you think happens for people either in their business or their personal lives? Like, that transformation that happens, I think, when someone's like, okay, I need some help in this. Like, can you share? I mean, yes, they might have, you know, they might be a better speaker. They might be a better, but can you share like the full benefits of when someone says, okay, I need help with this?
I believe that when it all comes together, it's pretty well magical. And it's like that point when you know that you've been working on this, you've got some more information, and that point where it just sort of has that aha moment and it goes click, and it's like a magical point where everything comes together for you. and all those things that you've been trying hard to work on suddenly appear. Now, for me, coaching gives you, it allows you to explore areas that you may not otherwise think about. You might know that I need to know something about this, but when you start with a coach, a whole lot of big, wider area opens, because as you learn that thing, that technique, that strategy, then you find, oh, now I've got this, I need more. So coaching to me is a gigantic step on your personal growth journey and allows you to explore areas you never even knew about. And you know that old thing, you don't know what you don't know until you find out you don't know it. And when you start with a coach, that's what starts to open up for you.
I love that, because a coach has, you know, I'm going to go into, and I'm going to ask you a couple of questions about why people resist coaching. But I think that for many people, they're, you know, they're getting a coach at it, and they are very capable people. There's things that people do that are and do extremely well. But none of us really do everything in our life extremely well. And like you said, coaching is kind of unforeseen, right? Because I think a coach gets to see the full picture. And you know what I'm visualizing, you know, right now, for those of you that are not watching and you're listening to the audio, it's kind of like I'm just using my hands to see that they see the top of the mountain, like they see the valley, they see the paths, they see everything. Where I think when we are maybe stuck or frustrated or things aren't functioning, flowing, we know we're worth more than what we're getting paid. We know that this could be easier because we're watching people have it easier. And I think at that point, when frustration steps in or lack of skill, like you say, it starts to get tunnel visioned. Like it really, it's like you're trying and there's this kind of force going on and frustration, and people show up on events or wherever they are, they got this smile on their face, right? Never even, like, everything's great. But there's just a knowingness that there's more, but you don't know what it is. And so I think when those things happen, it gets more tunneled and it gets even smaller, yeah. Right? It gets even smaller. And so I love how you talk that it underpins. Why do you think people, you know, it's not like there's a lack of coaching out there. It's not like there's a lack of advice out there. What is it about people that you think holds them back from hiring a coach?
There's a few reasons for that. I think one of them is they don't actually know what they want. And when people can't really see a clear pathway and they're not quite sure what they want, they hold back. They think, well, yes, I think I need that, but I'm not sure about that. The other flip side of that is that many coaches, with apologies to some of the really great coaches out there, many coaches are probably not quite so clear in telling people exactly how they can help them to move forward and change. And it's a moving goalpost, because everybody's unique. So from a coach's perspective, they're trying to explain to people, well, this is the changes I can do. From the client's perspective, they're unique. They're looking for something specific. Secondly, I believe that a coach is very much part, the coach-client relationship is part of a light knowing and trust. And if you want to get the most out of effective coaching, you've got to be able to resonate and trust the person that you're working with. So building that relationship up does take some time and commitment. And so people maybe not quite aware that they need a coach at the beginning. But as they get to know someone, as they get to start to think, well, I am getting frustrated, and they start to put that out and they start to make those connections, then one day it sort of clicks, like, okay, that's the person I need, because now I know who they are. They know who I am. I have had people who have come to work with me and they said, I heard you speak 12 months ago. Mm-hmm. And there was something you said, but they've taken that long to realize that, okay, that's filtered in my mind. It's been at the back of my mind. I'm ready. Now I'm ready. So it's not so much, I believe, a resistance to coaching. It's a not knowing exactly how to go about getting a coach or not being ready. And there's that old saying that when the student is ready, the teacher is there. So it's sort of same, much the same thing. When the person is ready and it's got to that point for a coach, the coach appears.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got to be like, it's got to be knowing, it's got to be trust, because the coach, from my perspective, coach, prospective client, is a very much a close relationship, which has to have that trust. It has to have that I can talk to that person and share what I want and know that person's going to be there to support me and be confidential about it.
Touche. And I think it's, I mean, how many of us that do coaching that people contact us months, years, I mean, sometimes it's multiple years later, right? Where something just got embedded and then they were ready. I think there's a couple of things that I've seen, because obviously I hang out with lots of coaches, so do you, because we're on these big parties together and you see different people that are niching. One is, I would agree with you when people say, oh, I help people get from here to there. That's sometimes very vague for people. I think it's like, I help people get from here in this specific area. I help people in finance go from, you know, six figures a year to six figures a month, or six figures a month to six figures a year, whatever it is. And I think the more detailed someone can talk about what they do. And then the other thing is sharing with people how they do it, because there's so many different coaches that do different things in different ways, whether it's group coaching, whether it's one-on-one coaching, whether it's fast tracking. Like, I know someone who's just a master in network marketing, and they take people on 30, 60, 90 day runs. And they're like, okay, me and you together every day for 30, 60 or 90 days, because they want to break through that financial ceiling. They want to break through that belief system and whatever it is going on for them. So everybody kind of does it different. So I would say to someone looking for coaching, dig a little, have a conversation. Like, most coaches will have that 15, 20 minute complimentary. Let's see if we're a good fit. A good coach is going to be like, we're a good fit or we're not a good fit, or we're a good fit in 6 months, right? And there's criteria on both sides. So how does that person work? What would your expectations be? All of that, I think, is good. And also, I think we're in a new generation. My son, as you know, has a business, and his CFO helped put his business plan together. And in the business plan, in the financials, is mentoring and coaching. And I don't know about you, but when I started my business, it was not part of the financials. It was spend money, make money. You know what I mean? Like, spend your money to build your business and make money as fast as you can. Here it is. It's a little different. You know, networking fees, all these things are in, you know, in the financial run. And so I think sometimes for people, not that they don't see value in the coaching, but we don't by nature come from a place where that's an expected financial cost. Networking is an expected financial cost. And so it's not that they don't see the value, but they don't, it's a financial, to them, it's an extra. To me, it's a lifeline.
Yeah.
I mean, hiring an expert, let's talk about that. Like, for me, hiring an expert, I can't even begin to tell you the time it saves. I have no desire to hit YouTube and Google and da 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 for hours on end trying to figure something out, when I'm like, literally, I can hire someone for an hour. Like, you can sometimes hire an expert or a coach. I got this. I remember one woman, she contacted me, and I do a lot of training in the direct sales industry, which is why I was telling you about that colleague. And she said, I hit a high level and I'm going to a private high income earners event for the first time ever in my company. And the company owners are going to be there, and all the head office is going to be in that. She goes, I want to book you for a couple of hours, and I want you to coach me through what I should say, what I shouldn't say, how should I act? And I was like, good for you. Like, honestly, I just felt like giving it to her. I was like, good for you. So you can hire people like that. What about when people say to you, it's something that is an expense I wasn't expecting, or the money part? Let's talk about the money part.
Look, thank you for asking me that, because I just did a presentation 2 days ago about expertise and credibility. And one of the things that we don't value quite often, especially as coaches, is the time that we've put into it. And when I talk to a client and I sort of say, look, what investment do you want? What commitment do you want? Because I don't want to work with anybody that hasn't, not so much the investment, I can work around that, but the commitment. because I believe if I'm going to be there, I want a commitment from them because I will spend 100% time with them. But if they don't commit to actually doing some action from it, doesn't matter how much I can coach them, they're not going to get anywhere. So that's one of the things I ask. But the investment is when someone says to me, oh my gosh, that's a little bit more. I say, look, I have an hourly rate and I'm quite happy to speak to someone for an hour on that. Preferably I'd like 6 and 12 months because I think that's where things kick in when you can work regularly with someone. But when someone says to me, oh, that's a bit much, I say, no, it's not. I've spent 20, 30, 35, 40 years learning, getting my own coaches, my own mentors, my life experiences, doing things wrong and learning how to really change that. And that's what I bring to you. In the hour that I'm going to spend or in the long-term time that I'm going to spend, I bring all that I am to you. So from that, you're getting it quite reasonably. And when they're ready, the money doesn't actually come into it. They say, I'm ready. And they know that that's the investment that they need to put in so that they can go back to their clients and be what they need to be for them. So it's an investment in their own personal growth. It's an investment in their business. Sometimes you get people who are not ready for that. And that's where they'll say, it's too much. And I say, that's fine. When you're ready, you come back.
No, I agree. And it's just a bit of a mind change. And the interesting thing is when people actually, I say this all the time, when you say yes, all unforeseen things come into play. I've seen it over and over again, and I'm sure have you. Someone's like, okay, this is a big step. I'm going to do that 3, 6, 12-month, 18-month program, whatever they're going to do. And then they make a commitment, and then all of a sudden, they land a client. All of a sudden, like, it starts to happen for them because there's unforeseen yeses and unforeseen. And the other thing we're working with, you know, whether we call ourselves mavens, crones, whatever, we've been doing this a few days, right? Not only do you come with all that experience, but you come with a plethora. You have a Rolodex of people that can help, you know, that you can refer to and help to and connect to and put people together. And, you know, that is so valuable. That is so, so, so valuable having just being in the right circle. So look, why don't you share something? Because I think that there's nothing better than having someone hear a story of how something changed. You know, I just, you know, did a podcast of a man who's incredible in health and wellness. And he told a couple of stories, which I think really made it real for people. Has there been a coaching story or an experience that you've had with someone that you could share with us today?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I had to go through a lot. You know, I'm sitting here thinking, there's that person, that person, that person. I want to share two.
Okay.
I'd like to share two very quickly. One is a lady, she'd written a book. She's in her 70s, her first book. And she had this book and she put her heart and soul into the book. It's a beautiful book. And we were talking one day and she was saying to me, I've got this book, but nothing's happening with it. And I really want to take it further. I want to do other things. And she's a Feldenkrais practitioner, which is a form of exercise movement. And she's fantastic at it. She's also a brilliant singer, an opera singer. So what she said was, I want to combine the two. I want to take my book and actually take it out to people. So we had a 12-month working with her. Oh, she's such a beautiful person. And she composed a song for me at the end because she was so pleased with what had happened. From that pure book, at the end of our 12 months, she was doing workshops. She was including her singing in the workshops. She was then moved to doing online because it all happened around about that lockdown as well. And we could have lost a lot of stuff, but she moved online and discovered that she could reach a lot more people. The change in that person from a rather shy person, because she was a bit shy. She didn't really, you know, at her age, she thought this is too old for me to move, but she it wasn't. And I was so, so over the moon to see her not only do that, but also to join the opera choir, to join the Brisbane City Choir and be singing out on stage as well as doing that. That is why I do what I do. Mm-hmm. And that was absolutely brilliant. The second person, very briefly, it was a CEO of a not-for-profit. And she has funded this charity. It's the Carers Foundation of Australia. So she has done stuff for people who care for those who can't look after themselves. And the carers run themselves into the ground. There was nothing to help them. And she put together that self-funded, very little, went for grants. But she said to me, I'm the CEO. I am so freaking passionate about what I'm doing, but I've got to go into boardrooms. I've got to try and raise money. I've got to get sponsorship. I'm getting awards that people want, are putting me up for awards, but I need to know how to speak. I need to know how I can go and pitch my business, how to frame a signature presentation, which brings the emotion of all the people that I'm working for, but I can do it without myself getting so emotional that I can't get that over. I worked with her for 12 months. She is doing so many awesome things now. She's got a whole foundation that she's now doing charity lunches for. She's doing big events about unsung heroes, all bringing in money to be able for her to do what she has been working her life to do. That is why I do what I do. And it was so awesome to see those people go from, and I'll say go from knowing that they had a little bit of a vision to at the end of time working with them, to see them have that vision come to where they wanted to. That's what makes it worthwhile for me in doing what I do.
Well, and I think, you know, we've been sharing about coaching as a whole, because it's just such an important piece, right? I mean, I think from like, look at every area of your life, you spring clean your home every 6 months or so, right? You change things, you shift things, you move furniture around. Like, it feels so good. And a lot of us get stagnant in our life. We do the same thing. We don't mean to do the same thing. It's just kind of how we carve it out. And we do our business the same this year as maybe next year. We maybe learn or pick up a couple of skills. But it's the evolution. I think coaches are probably one of the biggest servant leader-based sectors in the world of entrepreneurship, because they not only support entrepreneurs, they're supporting entrepreneurs that are supporting, you know what I mean? Like, most entrepreneurs that I know have some kind of heart-centered, help the world, I'm going to help people do this. And so I think that really, I think what I'd say about coaching or hiring an expert, whatever it is that you do, there's nothing more powerful, particularly for what I call self-funding people. Self-funding, which means you're probably spending most of your time alone or in a leadership position, right? Like telling people, hiring people. It is incredible when you know you have someone at your back. Like, you can't explain it. That's a piece of coaching that you don't know. Like, it's not in the brochure, you know what I mean? Like, you're always going to feel like you have someone with you while you're making these decisions. And I don't think you can even put a price on that. And that's something, again, one of those unforeseen things that happen, because the coaches that I know, like you just talked about, Trish, with your clients, they're in. They're like, you just went from I'm running my business to we're running your business, and being able to have someone that can walk you through. And then the benefits on the other side, even in someone's personal life, changes. You can't have confidence on stage and not have confidence in the kitchen. Do you know what I mean? You can't have, you know, when people, I'm a bit different. I work with people from an infrastructure standpoint. So when people come and get their businesses infrastructured and they have a strategic plan, you know, with what they're going to do in this quarter and that quarter, and they never even talked about their business in quarters before, they do a media business plan, there is a sense of relief. They're like, oh, I don't have to try to do this and try to do that. Like, there's a sense of relief that comes and a decrease of stress that actually plays out in all areas of their life, right? We, you know, it's like, oh, you know, you make more money and you save time. That's cool. And that's almost like a guarantee. I mean, your coach should be helping you, you know, save time and make money and all those beautiful things. But the beautiful piece of working with someone, I think, is exactly what you talked about, is that woman now singing on stage or being able to ask corporations for funding because she's owning herself and she has a sense of her value because you poured into her. And that's what coaches do, right? Look, I know we're kind of wrapping up, and I'm hoping that we're giving people a really cool new perspective of having, it's almost like having someone like, you know, people hire fractional chief marketing officers or fractional CFOs, but a coach is just so much more. Is there anything you want to share about coaching or about what you're doing? Please tell people where to go and find you and all that good stuff before I ask you a very important question.
Absolutely. Look, people can find me nearly anywhere. FishSpringsteen.com. Go to Facebook and look for Trish Springsteen. And the person who absolutely adores purple, for those who aren't watching, I'm extremely purple. Everything about me is purple. And a lot of people ask me why. And it's because, you know why? Because I'm unique. And I'm happy to own my uniqueness. And that's what I share with people. I tell you, I help you to be the unicorn in your business. And that's where I come from with my coaching. We look to see how you can stand out and how you can be there for the people that you want to. So you can go to my website. It's trishspringsteen.com. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook. You can contact me there. You can send me a direct message. I would love to have a chat with you. You can go to Calendly, it's calendly.com/trishell/conversation. It'll be in some links.
Yeah, we'll
there.
Have all that in the show notes.
Yeah. And you can book in and let's have a conversation. I love having 30-minute conversations with people because that's where we get to know whether I can actually help you, because I won't work with you unless I know that I can actually help you.
Yeah.
And that I can assist you with something. I'm not going to say yes unless there's something, the value that I can bring, that's going to help you get where you want to be.
Absolutely. As a good coach should. Okay, well, I'm going to ask you a question. And I just want to say to people out there that, I mean, a lot of you have the book. You have the 262 Women's book. Trish is in the book. Please take a look at that. And all her information is there as well. And it's fantastic. So I have a question for you. And I'm going to mix it up a little bit because I know you've been on the show before. So let's say that someone called you up and said, Trish, I want to give you a gift I'm pretty sure you've never been given before. And I want to give you 2 backstage passes to a band you've never seen yet. What concert are you going to take those backstage passes for?
Oh, now that is a very good question, because I haven't actually been to very many concerts with bands.
Oh, that should be easy for you.
In fact, I was 20, this is going back a long time to Jurassic period. I was about 20, just been married for 23 years before I went to my first concert ever. Mm-hmm. And that was Bruce Springsteen concert. Mm-hmm. Now, if I had 2 free tickets, there's 2. I would love to have gone to see ABBA, because ABBA is one of my absolute favorite. Unfortunately, they don't do many concerts lately, but that's what I would have liked to have done.
Okay, well.
Other than that, Enya.
Okay.
Enya in Ireland. And okay. You'd have to send me over there.
Okay, so good. So ABBA or Enya, whoever's available, right? So whatever concert you hear, whatever concert you hear first. So that's awesome. And that's so funny that you say that. And I hope my son doesn't hear this before, but I just grabbed 4 floor seats to Mr. Bruce Springsteen that's going to be here in Vancouver. I believe it's his last concert of a whole tour. And so my son doesn't know that's his birthday present. And then I've got 2 extra tickets for whatever, because I was so inspired. And so someone's going to be getting a call from me and saying, I've got 2 tickets. But
I love him. His music's great. It's really good, which is really funny because he is a distant relation to my husband. My husband doesn't like him, but I love his music. I love his songs because I can actually understand what he's saying. And that's a big plus for me.
Absolutely. Well, look, if you want to be sitting where Trish is, you know how this works. It's devdrummond.com. We'd love to have you. If you have a mission or you have something that you want to share, or you've got something going on that you feel would be of value, please contact us. We'd love to have you on the show. If you are a speaker, if you like to speak, if this is your kind of party, we just opened up conversations to 262 Stand Up, Speak Up, and Show Up Summits 2.0, and we are traveling around the globe where you can come and share live, which is incredible. We've got LA, we've got Dallas, Texas, we've got Ireland, and we're setting up 2025 as we speak, and or please come to our live online summits. This is incredible. We have 2 days of every time zones, 4 times a year, so there's 8 summits, and it is for women and those that support women. So in my world, that means everybody. So let's see you there. Trish, thank you again for gracing our stages. We love you. I love you. Thank you so much for coming to Vancouver. Down Under is on the agenda. We'll have to figure that out. And until then, everybody, you be well and you stay groovy.